Acts chapter 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired from him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, so that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he could bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shined around him. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the sharp points." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul got up from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight and didn't eat or drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "See, I am here, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go into the street that is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for someone called Saul of Tarsus. For see, he's praying, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he will receive his sight." Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go your way, for he is a chosen vessel to me, to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how he must suffer great things for my name's sake." And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus that appeared to you on the way as you came has sent me so that you'll receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he received sight immediately, and got up and was baptized. And when he'd eaten, he was strengthened. Then Saul was certain days with the disciples who were at Damascus, and immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, "Isn't this he that destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and came here for that purpose, so that he could bring them bound to the chief priests?" But Saul increased the more in strength and put to confusion the Jews who lived at Damascus, proving that this is the actual Christ. And after many days had gone by, the Jews planned how to kill him. But their laying in wait was known by Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him at night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and didn't believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord, Jesus, and disputed against the Greeks. But they tried to kill him. Which, when the brothers knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him to Tarsus. Then the churches had rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. And as Peter passed throughout all quarters, He came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. And he found there a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedfast for 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you well. Get up and make your bed. And he got up immediately. And all that lived at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now at Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, who by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and giving of money that she did. And in those days she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And because Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent him two men, desiring him to not delay to come to them. Then Peter got up and went with them. When he had come, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood by him crying and showing him the coats and garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body said, Tabitha, get up. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner.